from KQED.
This is the California Report. Good morning to you. I'm John Sepulveda. Over the next few days, as we close out 2018, we're going to take a look at the parts of life that are uniquely Californian, like the part of life related to both gender and sexual orientation. California leads the nation on policies and practices that support the non-binary and transgender communities. Progressive legislation protects both adults and children who don't identify as either male or female, who are in the middle of a transition. KQED's Leslie McClurg looks at some of the key ways California is creating a safe state for gender fluidity.
On a cold, wintry day, I met up with Dee Scholl in San Leandro, about a half an hour east of San Francisco. Dee told me to look for a bright green t-shirt.
That says, too queer for your binary?
Dee is also clutching a purple purse with many colorful political statements.
The second button down says, they, them.
Those are Dee's preferred pronouns because male or female often doesn't match up with Dee's internal experience.
My gender today is definitely kind of middle of the road, what I tend to call a yes and gender.
We decide to head inside to a local coffee shop to warm up. The cafe is one of Dee's favorite spots.
Their single occupant restrooms are marked all gender restrooms. It's one of the reasons I like this coffee shop.
Dee remembers how relieving it was when the groundbreaking bathroom law went into effect last year. California was the first state in the nation to require all public restrooms with either a single toilet or a urinal to be labeled gender neutral.
And I'm not sitting there looking back and forth between the two of them going, which one do I use?
Dee is also taking advantage of another recent law that allows residents to change their name and gender through a court order. Dee will no longer be a preferred name. It will soon be a legal name.
You know, if I'm trending more masculine, it could just be the initial D. If I'm trending more feminine, it will match what will be on my license, which is DEE.
Dee plans to head to the Department of Motor Vehicles for a new license on January 1st. That's when a third gender option will be available on state-issued identity documents, and this includes birth certificates. Last year, California became the first state to pass a law that allows people to select an X instead of female or male.
I cannot even handle the feeling of correctness and validation without just going out and partying a little bit about it.
There's a lot to celebrate, according to Christy Mallory. She's the policy director at the Williams Institute, a gender identity think tank at the University of California, Los Angeles.
Many people don't even think about how often they pull out their driver's license or show it, but if you can just think about what that would mean if your driver's license may not accurately reflect who you are and maybe the types of fear you'd have in going out and using that ID, especially in certain circumstances.
Like voting, serving as a juror, applying for a job, or getting an apartment. California's groundbreaking move is rippling out. Washington and Oregon recently passed similar ID rules.
This has just been a breeding ground for a gender revolution.
Diane Ehrensaft is a child and adolescent psychiatrist at the University of California, San Francisco. She says California is often the first state to create laws that support marginalized communities.
Something I think our state is renowned for, so people either love us or hate us for it.
She points to a 2013 law protecting public school kids. The legislation allows children to use the bathroom or locker room they choose rather than the one that matches the gender listed on their birth certificate.
That makes a tremendous difference in somebody's gender being accepted, supported, and protected all at the same time.
Over the past 5 years in her practice,
I have seen kids just feeling sturdier.
Take 15-year-old Max, for example. Before the public school law took effect, Max used to use the boys' room, but only during class when it was less crowded, and only when desperate.
And sometimes I just didn't use the bathroom all day.
The girls' room wasn't an option either.
I'm in the wrong place, you know, like I'm not supposed to be here. There's something like in your stomach that's like, this just doesn't feel right.
Max identifies as agender.
What it means is I'm neither guy or girl. I'm neither. That's why I use the term agender.
Fortunately, Max now attends a school in the Bay Area that has a gender-neutral bathroom, something more and more schools are doing. In addition to innovative state policies, there are also unique services for California families with transgender children. Ehrensaft counsels some of these children in her highly progressive clinic.
So we are definitely seeing some children as young as 3, 4, and 5 who are socially transitioning from the gender everybody thought they were to the gender they say they are.
Social transitioning includes things like name changes, new attire, new activities, or new toys that reflect how the child feels. It doesn't include any medical interventions. Erin Saft helps families navigate these social changes, and she calls her services a gender-affirmative model of parenting.
It's really giving a child the freedom and the opportunity to live in the gender that feels most authentic to them.
7-year-old Gracie remembers what it was like when people treated her like a boy, even though she felt like a girl.
It was not right to me, and I didn't want people to say that, but they said it. It hurt my feelings a lot.
Gracie started socially transitioning from a boy to a girl when she was 3. These days, life
feels happy to me.
At the end of the day, those are the magic words most parents desperately want to hear. Erin Seth says she's working with more and more families who have recently moved from other parts of the U.S. to California in hopes of finding a more supportive environment for gender-expansive children. For the California Report, I'm Leslie McClurg.
Support for the California Report comes from Collective Health. American employers are in the healthcare business. It's time they had the technology to drive it. CollectiveHealth.com. Paint Care. Through Paint Care, paint manufacturers make it easier for households and businesses to recycle leftover house paint, with over 800 convenient drop-off locations around California. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose Fund for Strategic Innovation supports transformative ideas that benefit humanity while protecting the natural world, recognizing through science the interdependence of all living systems.
California Governor Jerry Brown's Christmas tradition of commuting and pardoning prison sentences continued this year. This week, he issued 143 pardons and 131 commutations. He also ordered new evidence testing in the 1983 killing of 4 family members. Kevin Cooper was convicted of those homicides, but he has maintained for more than 35 years that he was framed. These criminal justice actions are some of the last acts of the 4-term governor. And that's the California Report for this, the 26th of December, 2018. I'm John Sepulveda. I hope you have a great day.